Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Tezvov. I just want to make a very quick announcement that I met some people at a chasana who told me that they're listening to the shiurim, and they asked, like, to send ha'oras or comments, suggestions. So my email, my personal email address is AZG, that's April Zebra George, AZG411@hotmail.com. Please feel free. I'd love to hear any comments or horrors that anybody has. Also, want to mention that someone had commented that the Shabbos shiur that came out Matzei Shabbos was a little quick. The last part was pretty quick. I want to apologize for that. I was a little trying to get it in for Matzei Shabbos. I should have gotten it in before. I did rush a little bit on the base, and I apologize for that in advance. Continuing Daf Tezvov. So the Gemara talks about, continues the discussion about bowing down for modem. And the Gemara says, Tani, b'lvad shlo yasuach yosim yidai, that a person should not bow down too much, more than he should. Now, what is that referring to? So there's a machlekes in the Acharonim here as to understanding exactly what the Gemara is referring to. Is the Gemara referring to any time a person bows down? A person should not bow down for too long. With Mechsek Yura, it looks like he's a Balgaiva. He's showing off that he feels the Yiras HaHokim, that he bows down for so long. Is that what he's referring to? Or is he referring to during the modem itself? In other words, when the Shliach Tzibur, we said, says modem, he bows down, everybody should bow down along with him. So some say that the modem, when we daven modem ourselves in front of us, we bow down like we do regular kriya, regular bowing down. But when the Shliach Tzibur says modem, he bows down regularly, but we just bow a little bit, just a little bit, because it's not our Shmoneh Esrei. We're not really saying modem ourselves. However, in order to not to show, look like that he's bowing down and we don't care, that we're indifferent, so we bow down a little bit. That's the way many of the Acharonim learned this Gemara. That's what it means. Don't bow down too much. It means when he's doing modem Rabbanan, don't bow down regularly like you usually do. But others learn no, that it's actually bowing down every time a person bows down, should not bow down too much, to stay down too long. We'll see now when a person's supposed to get up, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah. This is another statement. B'chod lo yavid kohadein harduna. The person should not be conditioned. When a person bows down, he should not bow down in the way that a weasel bows down. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim Pnei Moshe explains what it means is that it bows its body, but its head stays up. That his head is up. That he shouldn't do. He should bow down with your head down. Bow down. The whole body bent down. Is this a disagreement with what the Braisa just said before? Is this just an extra halacha? Again, that's also to do with Figuris, is how to read the Gemara. So the Gemara said that but interesting, the Charedim learns a little bit different. He says the statement of Rabbi Yirmiyah is less than he says, Lo suach, a person should not bow down, kumashuga b'li das. A person like who's crazy without any das, at least just bowing down for the sake of bowing. Elichavin lo suach, which is not properly, which means his whole body should go down with his head as well, and to feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But chareda also mashuga, instead of like a weasel, but rather like someone who's just crazy, it just doesn't have any, irresponsible, just bows down for no reason. That's what the Gemara means. Anyway, so Gemara says, therefore a person should do so. Where do we see it from? I'll call it, how should you bow down? Call it smosai tomarna hashemi kamoch. It says you should bow down with all your limbs, which again means not just your body and your head stays erect, but rather your head bows down as well. That is the way a person is supposed to do modem. The Gemara says, this halakha that we talk about, that a person should be, called smosai tamarna, the Gemara says, we have another halakha that will affect as well as how we bow our modem. When do we get up? When don't we get up? The Gemara is going to discuss this now, just like it does in the Bavli, in this very similar statement that the Gemara makes over there. So the Gemara says, milza the chana barba peliga, the opinion of chana baragda is a disagreement. Why? What is he? How does he disagree with the statement we just said? The Chanan Bar Bamechavra, because he said to the Chachamim that what Ninon L'Chol Nilsa Tova the Chamis L'Rav Ovid. I'm going to tell you something that I heard, a milta tava, a very good thing. The chamis rabav, a very fine thing that I saw Rav doing, the way Rav davened, I saw Rav doing something that is very interesting, very good, very important. And I told Shmuel, when he heard that, come Nashak, Shmuel got up, and he kissed me on my mouth. And he said, Baruch atah shocheach. What did he say? When a person, what was the statement? What did I say? Baruch atah. When you say Baruch atah, you bow down. When you say, Hashem, Zoikeh. When you say Hashem, you stand up. In other words, you bow down for the first two words, and then you stand up for the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You stand up when you say Hashem's name. Shmuel Ama, Ana Amris, time, and I'll tell you the reason for it. Why do you stand up with Hashem's name? Why don't you continue remaining bowing down? Because the Pasuk says, Hashem Zokev Kufufim. Because we say Hashem straightens out it's a Pasuk in Tehillim. Because Baruch Hu straightens out the people. And so it's a way, in other words, one of the drachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say in the bracha as well every single day, Baruch Hu Hashem Zokev Kufufim. So therefore we stand up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the way the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how we do so. This is what the halacha means. Mar says, so just the idea what we're saying is the Haredim learned that before we said over the halacha that you're supposed to bow down Kufim. And he's saying Kufim Mashma the whole time, the entire time. So he said, no, that's why he disagrees. And Mar says, Palikta, not to bow down the entire time, but rather to stand up. That's the proper way to do it. Stand up by Hashem Hashem would be the proper way to do that. Amar Ravami. Ravami says, Lo Mistavra, I don't understand what Rav did. Elibnei Shemi Nachasu. It would seem better that he should be fakert. Shemi, my Shem's name, Nachasu. He should be humble in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk in Navi and Malachi, that the Pnish name, because of my name, Nachasu, the person should be humbled. So therefore it would seem from the pasuk in Malachi that the right with, not like Rav, who was, Shmuel was so excited when he heard the description about Rav, that he bowed down Baruch HaTor and stood up for Hashem. But rather, the proper way to do that was the Nachas, that's humble for yourself in front of Hashem's name. That's the way you should do it. Rav Abin, no, Ilo Aviksiv Bishmi Nachas Nichasu. If it would have said that he's humbled Bishmi, not by my name, I would understand. Yes, and you're correct, you should stand up. You should continue bowing down by the name. But let's Ksiv Elib Neshem Minichasu. It said you'd be humble before Hashem. Koidem Ach Lo Hiskes Hashem Kfanichasu, which means you're humble before Hashem. Not you're humble by Hashem, with Hashem, but rather that when you mention Hashem's name, you're already considered humble. How are you considered humble? You're considered humble by bowing down before. So you bow down by Baruch Hashem, and then you stand up. That's the proper way to do so, is you're nakas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're giving cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the difference of opinion between Rav Ami and Rav Avin. Where it says, Rav Shmuel Banosan, Vashem Rav Chami Bachanino, another halacha. Maisa, Be'echot Shesak Yosemidai. There was a person who went ahead and bowed down too much. So he dived in too long. The heavy Rebbe, and Rebbe sent him away. Now here the Gepharshim explained, this wasn't a person davening on his own, by the Yechidus, but rather he was davening, as a Shiat Tzibur. So therefore he sent him away. As a Shiat Tzibur, you can't be a Shiat Tzibur. It's improper. You're bowing down too long, too much, which seemingly means you didn't get up for Hashem's name. And therefore, he went ahead and he dismissed him from being the Chazan. Now, again, because the case is a Baal Gaiva. So what about if he would have done it on his own? What would Rebbe have said? So the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Rav Ami says, Rav Yochanan would go ahead and also anybody who did that, also remove him from being a Shliach Tzibur. Amalei Rav Chiya bar Abba, lo avi maver, he wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have sent him away. El Gabo, he would have rebuked him. He would have told him he's doing wrong. So in other words, if you're a Shliach Tzibur, there was two different ways to do it. The Gemara says that there was two different ways how to conduct yourself with a Chazan who's seemingly too exceedingly humble, tries to be bows down too long. So Rav Shmuel, they sent him away. And Rebbe sent him away. And Mar says, Rav Yochanan didn't send him away, but rather Garbo. He just rebuked him. So now the question is, what about person davening Yechidus? Would we You don't send him away because he's davening by Shita. Would you still rebuke him or not? So you have a machlokes in halacha here. According to some, when the Gemara says that he would be lo'ami mavir el garbo, means even a yachid that would do so, he'd be garbo. He would criticize even someone who was doing it, even a yachid. But the but someone who's davening is only is that's when you even remove him from the position. But do we remove? Do we tell a person who's doing too much? They were garbo. We have machlokes in Shulchan Aruch whether we would talk and tell someone that this is what he's doing is incorrect. Says the Gemara. We have a brisa that says that these are brachos that poskim baruch that you began. Which brachos are the ones that you start with in baruch? There's a rule. The Gemara says, what is the rule? All the blessings that we say, all the brachos we say start with a baruch. Baruch atu Hashem. And if it was a bracha that's next to the bracha before, kon kriya shema utfila, doesn't mean, of course, kriya shema itself has no bracha. So what, tfila, there's some to take out the word tfila here. There's kriya shema. Let's take kriya shema just by itself for a moment. Kriya shema has no brachas, but no brachas in it, but the brachas, brachas kriya shema before does. So therefore, when there's a bracha, smucha lakaverta, ein poskim b'baruch. That's why when we say the bracha, we have a rabba, we say mitzvah yatziv, all in brachas kriya shema, don't start with a bracha, but they end with a bracha. But why don't they start with a bracha? Because since it's bracha, we ended with a bracha before, it's considered like one long bracha. And therefore, that's the understanding that when a bracha is smukh l'chaverta, we don't mean with another bracha. So the question is, what do we mean by tefillah here? Similarly, some learn that, take out again the gears of tefillah, but some say it means the whole Shemoneh Esrei. That's why I explained why we have all the Yudkas brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Rashi Rolo says, we don't say, Fa'enu, Baruch Aleinu. Why don't we say, Baruch Atu Hashem, Fa'enu, and then Rofei Chol Am Yisrael? Why don't we start, end with a bracha? Because it's samuk to the bracha before. So in tefillah also, the same concept, why we don't have a bracha, is pasef a bracha, some bracha, because the same idea of a smukha l'kaverta. Speak to Gemara, is that true? Is that a rule? Haise Rabbi Yimia, Rabbi has a kasha, hi, a gula. What about the bracha of gula, which is the bracha that we say in the Haggadah? We say the bracha by Halil, then we say the bracha on the coast, on the Kosheni, by gula. So what's the bracha? Brachas asher golanu g'sha'anu omrim l'acha halel, b'lel Pesach, says the Bnei Moshe. It's smuchi, the brachas halel. Yet we say, p'seh up a bracha, we still start up with a bracha. Brachas asher golanu b'lel Pesach. Why do we start up with a bracha on that bracha when we have, and that's the girsa, the Ran and the Ramban, so that was the girsa, we did the Gemara, that we start that this, the Kosheni begins with a bracha. So fake the Gemara, if the rule is that what? The bracha smukha kaverta. We don't start up with a bracha. Why over here do we make a bracha? Why we summit it to the bracha of Halel? So the Gemara answers, Shnimi. I'm gonna say this is different. The Mara of Yochanan says, Ahaloka, Halel im Shema, Rebesa Knesses, Yotze. Halel, if a person says Halel in Shul, as Nusach Sfar today, they say, if the Myrrh, you say Halel, a person be'etzem is Yotze, basically, Yotze, but it's like Neses, Yotze, which means you don't have to make a bracha later, when you have to say the, you don't make a bracha on the Halel, because you're ready with Yotze, Halel in Shul, you could be Yotze with that Halel. So you don't need it Halel Kos. And therefore, if that's so, then there's be'etzem for such a person, you wouldn't have bracha smukal kaverta. Because this person wouldn't make a bracha on Halel, because you already said Halel was Yotzeh with Halel and Shul. And therefore, that's why it would not be able, that's why over here we make a bracha, we start with a bracha, because in such a case, it would not be bracha smukha l'kaverta. What's interesting is that the, this halakha of saying Halel is be'etzem a big shaila, a very big shaila, in the halakha, and you find Shulchan Aruch different girsos, that the Makab and the Ramah, the Machaber says we say Halel. The Ramah says very specifically we do not say Halel. The Gura is very makbid that we don't say Halel. And the reason we don't say Halel is because there's a shaila on the bracha later. Because if you hold it, there's corn to the shita. As the Gemara says of Yochanan, that you yotze with the Halel in davening and you have a Halel in shul. So then you can, then how can you say Halel bracha later? So therefore, Dafka people ask Minagashas not to say Halel in shul. Those who do say Halel, What are they? So Mechlan, that it's a different halal. It's a halal on the coast. There's halal in Shul. It's a different halal. Big sugya richta here. Here are some shitas. The brisket shita is that a person should have in mind, if he says halal in Shul, that I'm not being yotza halal here with this halal. And the question is, if so, so what are you saying? So does that work? There's a lot of brisketaira on this particular halacha. Okay, that's Gemara's question. So now the Gemara says, if that's so, we understand why that bracha, why the bracha in a halal, why the bracha in Kosa Sheni is Poseh Baruch, even though it's Smicha Luka Bracha, because it's a separate din, because maybe it's not connected to halal, because maybe you're ready to be Yotza halal and Shul. Fake the Gemara, I'll ask you another kash. Hey, sir, Rabbi Lezer Bar Yom, so for Gum Rabbi Yosef, he said in front of Rabbi Yosef. Hi, say for Gemara, so what at the end of the bracha, that same bracha you just quoted me, Bracha Asher Golan Golav Aseinu, it ends with a bracha. It ends, we end, we're Messiah with a bracha as well. Why was it a Messiah with a bracha? Don't we have our halacha is that when you have a bracha, we don't include bracha. Every bracha that we have, that we start up with a bracha, we don't end with a bracha, except certain unique times, which the Gemara Taka asks in each one. So therefore, why would we have over here a bracha? Why would you say, why do we end? So I understand why you have to start with a bracha. But why would you end with a bracha? So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yomalei, he said to him, Shnayim hina, he asked this Rav Yosef, and he answered, Shnayim hina. Because they're really two separate dinim over here, they're two separate things. The bracha of Asher Golav Aseinu is speaking about two halakas, two different things. Akat Laba, one is speaking about the future, Yachas Hashavah, one is speaking about things in the past, one is speaking about the future of the Geula. Lamoad Dimrugolam Acherim, Smechim in the Rek of Asasim of the Sekla, talking about the future. And then the other bracha is talking about the gula of Mitzrayim. It says Mitzrayim. So this bracha has two aspects to it. The shtei dinim. And therefore, there's a bracha that you say on each one. One, you have a bracha to start with and a bracha to end with, because each bracha is going on a different part. One is going on the gula she'avar and the hodah she'avar and the hodah that's going on the avar. And therefore, chosemes, therefore it ends with a bracha, even though in economy the rule is that when you have a bracha to start, you don't end with a bracha. And this is a unique circumstances, and that's why we do it over here. So Gemara says, "Fake the Gemara say kasha." If that's so, I had tikkun while I was doing another kasha. They asked you from a brisa, "How Abdullah? What about Abdullah? Abdullah begins with a bracha, and yet, well, look, it still ends. We have a bracha before we start off the bracha, and then we end with a bracha. Baruch Pia Gafen, and then we say the bracha of Abdullah. Hamadur Ben Kolish. I say up a baruch." Why it's the same than Abdullah? So why do you have, it's against Smukha, like a Bekas of Ma'ar, Bekas of Eish, and other brachos that we have, Bekas of Psamim. So we have another Smukha to other brachos. Just like Shemoneh Esrei, Smukha to other brachos, so we don't start with not Pasek with Barak. So why over here do we have Pasek with Amagdil, but it should be Pasek with Bracha, it should be Yotze, it's an extra bracha. Why do we start with the brachos? Gemara says Shnihi. Gemara says it's different. Abdullah's different. Why? Because it's a din in Abdullah. The Ma Barabazabdo. He said Rebbe Oyim Afazrin. Rebbe would go ahead and spread it out, scatter the Abdullah brachos. What would he do? He'd make Abdullah after Shabbos. Then he would make a bracha on separate on the Eish and Psamim. Then after he made all the brachos, later chose the kol alakos. He would later say it alakos. The Mefarshim explained why? Because he wanted to yotze his family. And Mamela, he said later to the bracha al-Bachsma, and then later he said all together, Mephazrin, Mechosin, Kol al-Kos. But they see the fact that he was able to say bracha separately, most Sugya, Mesekos, Pesachim, and the whole Sugya there, same idea, and Gemara says, on Nun Dalit, which proper Hanhoga to do by Abdullah. But you see that though we make all that brachas, they don't follow one and the other, because Rebbe would go ahead later, set each one individually, and then he would say it together. So you see, it's not, one doesn't follow the other per se, because you could split it up. Lumemela, therefore, it's not, therefore, look, in such a case, it's not bracha smukha lakaverta, and that's why we have to start the amavdil with a bracha as well, even though it's samach to the bracha of agefen, psamim, and air. Mara says, Rabchia, Rabba, Yimakasin. Rabchia, the great Rabchia, Hayyamakmasin. What would he do? Where it says he would gather all, not like Rebbe, there was Mephazrin, he would gather together. He would say it all on the coast. He would go ahead and do that on the coast, which is the way we do it today. Even though Rebbe was Mephazrin, we don't separate the things. We don't go and see a light that we say, Laish. We say it on our coast. We say, Abdullah. So therefore, that's knowing the way, Rebbe Chiya was knowing that's the way we do it today as well. Faith to Gemara, right? Hare Nevarech. What about when we say Nevarech? We say Zimun. We say Nevarech. We say Nevarech is Birka Zimun. Birka Zimun starts with a bracha. And then we say Smukalama. We say bracha to the connected to Hamotz. Now, what does that mean? Connected to the two things. So one is connected to the benching. But the other bracha is connected to Azan. So it should not, if you're making a bracha on Azan, so why do you make a bracha? Why do you start up with a bracha of a birkas hazan? Why would you do that? Interesting. The Haredim brings from the Marik a different shot. He says, you start off with the bracha, is the bracha amotu lechem in aretz. You had a suda, now you ate a whole suda. Suda didn't have seka. Suda's not mafsik. But that's what you made amotzi for. And now you should start off with hazan, so now you shouldn't start off with a bracha, because you're saying it together. It should be smucha. And therefore, that should be considered a smucha that you should be able to go ahead. You don't have to. Why would you start with a baruch? So if you don't, why do you start with a baruch? So then, what's the reason for it? According to our halacha, that we said that every baruch of some kaverti, you don't say a baruch. Whereas a shniyu, this also is different. Because it is different. Why? Because if you have two people, we know you need a zimun, you have to have at least three. So you have two people sitting eating and they're going to bench, you don't start off with a bracha and a varet. Therefore, we have to make the bracha of Berachas HaMazon starting with Azan, with a bracha. And therefore, once we do it there, so we do it for everybody. We don't just say, okay, since you're three people, you're making a bracha. We don't change it. It's a regular nusach. And we don't change the nusach, because you, for someone else, because there are three people are doing it, we don't change the nusach. Break the Gemara, IRA Azan is HaKol. What about Azan is HaKol? Your bracha was on a sakol. This bracha, you start up with a bracha, and we also know it ends. You start up with a bracha to Hashem, you start up benching, and then it ends with bracha to Hashem, azan sakol. Why? We already said it's something that's paseh b'barach. It does not end with a barach. Why does this bracha paseh b'barach and kasam b'bracha? Gemara says, kashya. Gemara doesn't add, leaves his kashya, it's takashver, based upon what the Brisa said, that any paseh b'barach doesn't end with a bracha. Why the bracha sazan is different? Interesting why the Gemara blighted with the Kasha here, and you could ask by many halakas that we have such a halakha. Why don't we ask by Abdullah the Mefarshim asked? Why don't we say it there? And so there are many, the Rishonim give different explanations, different girsas here to change the, and the Yisroel brings some a Rajba, and the Vilna Gaon also changed the Nusach here, not to leave it with the Kasha, because again, the question would be a little bit questionable. Why here, Dafka? And not something else. Why the Gemara ends over here with a question. So based upon the simple gears to the Pnei Moshe, the Gemara ends with this question. Why didn't he ask an Abdullah or other brachas? Also is a question. But the Gemara is right here that the rule that we said, for Seah Baruch, should end with a Baruch, that is something that does not fit into the brisa that we said over here. The Gemara is going to continue asking with another bracha, Birkas HaTov HaMeitiv, why that's different. We'll continue with this tomorrow.